APIs are application programming interfaces. And basically what they do, it's a specification that allows software components, like websites or mobile applications, to easily communicate with each other. So, you know, one of the most common APIs out there that us in the social media sphere use is Twitter's API. It's pretty common. And using Twitter's API, engineers have been able to create popular products such as TweetDeck, which is a user-friendly view of one's Twitter presence, and Salesforce's Radiant 6, a metric solution for monitoring one's Twitter presence. So at its core, APIs are about sharing. They are sharing mechanisms that promote the dissemination of information. And that's why we're very interested in using them here at the Department of Energy. Open APIs are, we're hoping, will help facilitate the use of our energy data to empower engineers with the tools that they need to create useful products with our energy data. And one of the ways that we're doing this right now is providing our some high-value data sets through energy.data.gov, which utilizes Socrata's open API.
So if I'm a program manager and I want to make sure the world knows about what I'm doing, I should walk down to my IT guys and say, do we have open APIs? I'm simplifying, but...
Yeah, simplifying a little bit. I would, do we have open APIs? And, what open APIs are out there that we could be utilizing? Because you don't necessarily have to build them yourself.
Sure.
And that was my next question, is who's building the APIs? Because obviously it's a programming issue, and those skills are sometimes hard to find, both in and out of government.
Well, it's actually kind of great that you asked that question, because right now we're actually investigating a challenge competition called Apps for Energy that we're hoping to launch later this spring that will incentivize this fantastic engineering community to create APIs utilizing our we're providing our energy data in an open format so they can create applications using it. So one of the ways that government right now provides its data in open format is through data.gov, and it's a portal where all of us in the federal space, including Department of Energy and other cabinet level departments, have been uploading our high value data sets so that those in the developer community can easily access them mash them up and create great products with them.
We are speaking with Cami Croft, Director of New Media at the Energy Department.
Now, you brought up data.gov, and I have to ask, what kind of data is out there that Energy is already putting through data.gov, and how will APIs make it easier to use?
So, in general, the department has, you know, provided or traditionally released our data sets in downloadable text files or Excel spreadsheets. Now, these are good formats for an individual user or analyst because they're human readable. However, they can present problems to software developers because they're not machine readable. But open APIs help to alleviate that issue. Now, data.gov has an open API that helps alleviate that concern, and through uploading our data through there, we're able to provide the data in a format that's easily parsable for an engineering community.
Now, the word app, of course, has taken on new meaning in recent years with mobile devices, and you get these little tiny applications that run and do great specific things. App can also be a regular application that runs on a standard computer. What do you envision for apps? And give us an example of what might be a mobile app that would be useful for energy information.
So there are a few apps out there already that are utilizing energy data. For example, there's the alternative fuel station locator, which utilizes the open API at our National Renewable Energy Laboratory's API that's located at developer.nrel.gov. There's also a light bulb finder, which uses Energy Department utility rate data. And actually that application was the winning application for the Apps for the Environment competition. But we're definitely interested in promoting the development of more applications utilizing energy data, which again is why we're hoping to launch a competition later this spring encourages engineers to kind of wrestle with some of the challenges in energy sectors in areas, you know, ranging from, you know, building and home energy efficiency to solar panel installation, and applications that are used the most tend to have be the most impactful, and the energy data that we're creating and that our programs are creating each day, incentivizing an engineering community to build applications using them, only makes that data and that program that much more useful and effective.
So the perfect app would be to find an alternative charging station that is lit with green light bulbs that's next door to Starbucks.
That would be fantastic. One of the things that we always wrestle with is, it would be fantastic, is we have EnergyStar.gov is a site that provides a lot of rebate information on energy efficient appliances. It would be great if you were in a Home Depot or a Lowe's, and on your mobile phone you're able to get that rebate in the store, incentivizing you to purchase that energy efficient product where you're going to be purchasing.
Do I smell a QR code in all this?
I think they may already be using QR codes in some of these places.
Well, if you could explain to us what a QR code is, that was from an earlier conversation. Question about the development of these APIs. Do you see other agencies already doing these API development that you can maybe borrow some best practices from?
So I think the important thing here is it's not necessarily about developing the API. It's providing your data in that open API, so that facilitates innovation and product development for that engineering community. So yes, there's a variety of apps competitions out there that other departments are doing. I believe Commerce just launched one earlier this week that are utilizing kind of these centralized resources through data.gov and their open API to kind of facilitate it's incentivizing the engineering community to utilize our data.
Cami Croft is the Energy Department's Director of New Media. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Have a good morning.
You too. And we'll post a link to some of the department's open data web tools and to this interview later this morning at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.